All right, thank you. Shannon is off this week, so I've got the pleasure of hosting the Extra for you, and we're going to be talking about some unsung heroes, we'd like to call it, when it comes to COVID-19. We understand what doctors and nurses and medical folks and restaurants and a lot of folks in the front lines of this crisis and what they've been going through, not trying to leave anyone out. We know what's going on with people in grocery stores, things like that. But what about what you don't see behind the scenes? Well, I'd like to welcome in Scott Jenkins, the Area Director of Collection in Colorado with Waste Management, and Mark Schnedekor, Area Director of Recycling. Gentlemen, good morning.
Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Mike.
It's good to have you here. So, something that we don't think about, but the COVID-19 crisis, you are involved in removing waste and doing recycling. Well, you've got to take the virus into account, don't you?
Oh, we absolutely do, Mike. Just like everybody else, as this pandemic came down and especially started impacting everybody's lives in March, we had to adjust too. We knew we were essential service and we had a job to do, but we absolutely had to adjust and put different protocols in place to ensure the health and safety of our employees.
All right, well, let's go ahead and talk about some of the big changes that you had to make, the training that you had to give employees. Let's go ahead and walk through some of those steps, please.
Yeah, thank you. First, it was, like I said, ensuring the safety of our frontline employees. So, we had to look at our operations and understand, okay, what adjustments do we need to make? And some of the first ones were the social distancing. We're used to meeting with our drivers every morning, having a huddle, having a topic we talk about. We would do that indoors. And we had to look to make some changes there. We went to technology. All of our trucks have tablets in them. So we started looking at ways we could use those tablets to conduct our meetings in the morning, convey safety messages. We also had to look at our personal protective equipment. We provide our employees with personal protective equipment for their safety while they're out on route, high visibility, clothing, gloves, safety glasses. But we also had to look at face masks, different types of gloves, disinfectants, cleaning wipes, and while everybody was looking to purchase those, we were doing the same. So we had to get creative with our procurement teams to make sure we could, acquire those supplies and make sure our frontline employees had them, for their safety.
And I wanted to talk about, I want to ask Mark the question as far as, because you're the area director for recycling, when you think about it, as people recycle, which is a good thing, you don't know when you're picking up items that are being recycled. They may be coming from a house that an apartment complex or something like that where the person was infected with the coronavirus.
Yeah, you're absolutely right on that one, Mike. It's something that is a concern and something that we want to deal with and that we look to deal with every day, even before corona. But when coronavirus came around in this pandemic, we had to enhance those same procedures. So a lot of what, Scott's already mentioned that he did on the hauling side of it, we did on the plant side. We already had provided the employees with puncture-resistant gloves and the high-visibility PPE, but we went ahead and enhanced it. We've got the face coverings and the dust mask that are out there. We've expanded the distance in our plants to allow the employees to continue to work but maintain that so very important social distancing. And also we've had to stagger, like we talked about it, the communication method with our teams. It's still very important that we communicate with everybody and make sure we're on the same page because it's a very integral operation and a lot of things are interdependent on each other. But we had to do that and had to adjust to it in more of almost a touchless manner now. So we're still having those conversations. We're still making sure that everybody's safe. But now as we stagger in the breaks a little bit, we have more, of the one-on-one instead of large group meetings where we can maintain that social distancing. The biggest thing we ask is all of our customers is make sure they're recycling the right things so we can limit that kind of exposure, any of the new PPE standards, dust masks, latex gloves, and all the other things that we're now seeing in the stream. Those aren't recyclable. Those need to go directly into the trash can where they can be taken safely to the landfill where they don't have to have any contact with any of our employees.
Now, Mark, when it comes to the actual items that are being recycled, did you have to do any kind of disinfecting on the items themselves?
No, our mill partners don't require any of that, as there's no, the CDC hasn't determined that the recycling is actually a pathway for infection. But we are being very critical and, you know, keeping a sharp eye out for anything that could be a potential contaminant. So we're making sure that those wind up in the residue stream, not in the actual products we're selling. You know, our mill customers depend on us to provide them with clean material that they can process and get back to the stream of commerce in the shortest amount of time so that they can meet the demands from their customers and we can keep the cycle of reuse going.
How did your team members react and respond to the changes that had to take place?
You know, it's been great, and it just goes to show you the human spirit and the character of the folks that we have in the state of Colorado. We knew it was it's an essential business, and you know, the employees and our team members, whether you're driving a loader or you're working on the line or you're fixing the machines, they all rose to the occasion and understood the importance of taking the next step in terms of our protection, in terms of our PPE, in terms of our increased disinfecting of the facilities and our own hand washing requirements. But they were there, they've showed up. We've had outstanding, haven't suffered any absenteeism. We've only had a minimal cases of a few folks that have, you know, been quarantined for presumptive or, you know, just out of an abundance of caution, but they're there, they're happy to be working into it. And they feel they're really making a difference to try and get everybody and get normal life just back in the process. For them, it gives them a little bit of normalcy of the things instead of being locked in their house, and they're able to go out, work in a safe manner, and still go home to their families.
Yeah, and they're making a difference too, and I'm sure that makes them proud.
Absolutely. The pride and the folks, you can see it all the way down from our senior leadership, you know, to the drivers on the street. We're all proud to be out there providing the essential service and making sure that we continue to provide the service that our customers need from us.
All right, we're going to continue in just a couple of moments. Our guests on The Extra today are two team members from Waste Management. We're talking to Scott Jenkins and Mark Snedecor. We'll continue on The Extra in a moment. It's 9:15. You are on KRDO News Radio. And Shannon's off this week. I'm happy to be hosting The Extra. Thank you for joining us. Our guests today are from Waste Management, and when we introduced this program, we talked about kind of like it's the, we know what's been going on with COVID-19 and some of the folks that are on the front lines of this virus, but there are people behind the scenes that have to also deal with this. It has impacted so many people in this country. Almost everyone, in some fact, has been impacted. And we're going to continue our conversation because, you know what, when you have your waste taken away or you do your recycling, that's impacting the people who are handling that. Our guest once again, Scott Jenkins, Area Director of Collections, and Mark Snedecor, Area Director of Recycling. Gentlemen, welcome again. And let's go back to you, Scott. Tell us how things are going now. You've been doing this, what, COVID came up in, we started hearing about it February, March. We went through the lockdown. Where are we standing now?
Yeah, you know, operations are running normally with the changes we talked about in an earlier segment around really personal protection for our employees. You know, we've just seen a little shift in the business, shift in volumes, and, you know, we've adjusted to that shift. Mainly, we've seen more volume move into the residential line of business. So, you know, our residential teams have been a little busier with that shift in volume. But all in all, operations are running well across the state.
Well, that's good news. As far as when you say shift in volume, are people being a little bit more judicious when they are throwing out things? Is that what you mean?
We've seen the volume shift from the commercial line of business, where typically that would be waste and recyclables coming out of businesses. And obviously, as more folks were at home, we've seen a higher generation of volume, both in the trash and also in the recycling. With having more folks at home, and it looks like, you know, folks are spending more time in their yards, keeping busy, maybe doing some cleaning projects around their homes, cleaning out their garages. So we saw some more volume come into the system, and that just, you know, created some initial challenges for us. But we've adjusted to that and just adopted that into our operations.
And as far as COVID-19 goes, the safety precautions that you put in place when this all came out, you're still following all those precautions, I'm sure.
Absolutely. Like we talked about, the social distancing, personal protective equipment, making sure our equipment is disinfected. We absolutely are following all those precautions.
All right. Now, when it comes to, let's go back to Mark for recycling. Are you seeing a change in volume when it comes to recycling, like you're seeing on the waste side?
Yeah, we're seeing real similar trends as, the businesses, restaurants, offices and things. Those type of recycling, our commercial recycling volumes have obviously been impacted. But the good news is we have seen that shift, and we have seen the volume from our residential customers grow exponentially as their home, and they're making more purchases of those, of peanut butter, more milk. Those kind of things are showing up back in the residential stream. So we have seen the adjustment as well. But with the reopening of the economy, we're starting to see it slowly shift back, and some of those commercial businesses come back into the fold as well.
When this all happened, a lot of people were maybe furloughed. Some people lost their jobs or they were laid off. How's that impacting your business as far as the employment side?
Well, I will tell you, it's go ahead, Scott. Sorry.
Yeah, I would just say that we've been fortunate enough since we are essential service, not having to furlough, lay anybody off. Like I said earlier, our volumes have shifted, so we've just had to move some of our resources around. And a lot of our folks that work in the office environment, we move them to the home environment. But we've been able to keep everybody employed, and just as we adjust to the changing business environment.
You raise an interesting point. A lot of folks were able to work at home, and it sounds like some of your staff and team members were. But when it comes to actually going out and either picking up and removing the waste or getting the recycling to where it needs to go, that can't be done remotely. You've got to actually go on site and take care of business.
Yeah, absolutely. We refer to them as our customer-facing or frontline employees. Their jobs, again, are there within the trucks. So as an essential service, we needed those trucks on route, and those folks have responded, and they've been super. Again, we put different procedures, precautions in place to protect folks from the spread of the virus. But we've got a job to do, and to take care of our customers, and to keep our communities clean. So everybody knows, they've got a real important job to do, and happy, quite frankly, to have a job during these times.
That's terrific. Just for the benefit of those folks who are listening right now, if they're interested in maybe joining your team, are you in the hiring mode right now? How does that situation look?
We absolutely are. We're always looking for good folks, and especially drivers. We're always looking for folks that want to come to work or come on board and join our company. And you can go right to our website, WM.com, and look for those opportunities.
All right, terrific. We're going to continue a moment. We've got news coming up here in just a couple of moments, and then our conversation with Scott Jenkins and Mark Snedecor will continue with Waste Management. You're listening to The Extra on KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM, 1240 AM, and 92.5 FM. You can also listen on KRDO.com, and if you've got a smart speaker, you can say, Alexa, play KRDO News Radio on TuneIn Radio, and it'll pop on. Thank you for joining us. Again, the time is approaching now, 9:26. Shanna Brindley is off this week. Our guests today on The Extra are with Waste Management, Area Director of Collections, Scott Jenkins, and Mark Snedecor. He is the Area Director of Recycling. Mark, let's go back to you, and I'm sure this is near and dear to your heart. Let's talk about recycling and recycling the correct way.
You're 100% right, Mike. That is one of the topics that is near and dear to my heart and to all of the team members in the Waste Management in Colorado. We take it very seriously, and we're happy to say that our customers and our team members in Colorado in 2019 processed almost 200,000 tons of bottles, cans, and paper, and cardboard and such, and diverted that away from the landfill and got it back into the stream of commerce where it could be reused again.
All right. So when it comes to recycling correctly, I mean, what the people who are recycling, I think it goes without saying, they care about the environment, they want to do it right. Are there things that people can do that will actually make it easier for you to do what you do?
The biggest thing is don't bag your recyclables. It's one of the myths we've been fighting for many years is like, okay, we'll bag those. And actually, if it's bagged and for employee safety, we actually wind up just throwing those directly into the residue pile because we don't know what's in the bag. So one of the best procedures we can do is make sure that the material is free in the can, it's not been bagged, and that, you know, if you have a chance, you can go through and, you know, make sure there's no food on the material that's in there and that your bottles you're putting in there have been emptied out all the way. And then make sure we avoid putting some of the common, challenging items or items that aren't allowed in the stream. Keep those out of there and put those directly into the trash can.
Now, you have a separate bin for recycles, is that correct?
Yes, we do.
Okay. So what you mentioned something that I think is worth restating again, especially if someone's just joining us. Some of the things that, people are wearing gloves now, masks, things like that, because of COVID-19, you don't want those in the recycling bin, is that correct?
That is correct. You know, the plastic, latex, cloth, disposable mask, a lot of the disinfectant wipes and facial tissues, some of the disposable cutlery folks are using now, the takeout food containers that are, foam, the recycled materials that have food on them or that have been like a greasy pizza box, throw that directly into the trash. What we want to do is we want to get the really good things into the recycling bin. For example, the glass soda bottle, those kind of items. Great thing in Colorado is we got a great glass processing plant, and glass we can get back onto a store shelf within 2 weeks in the state of Colorado. By the time the resident drops it off in their container, we can get it back into the stream of commerce that quickly. And some of the other commodities, you have similar turn times, not quite as good as glass because we don't have the domestic reprocessing capabilities with it, but aluminum cans, infinitely recyclable. They can be back on the store shelves within 45 days. The cardboard box you're dropping off today can get processed and be back on the store shelf in another kind of a box within, 3 months. So it's really a closed loop kind of a system that we need to continue to keep putting the good stuff in and keeping the bad stuff out.
Question that I want to ask when you mentioned glass, because I didn't realize how quick it could be turned around. When it comes to like a glass bottle, let's say a soda bottle, do you actually reuse the bottle itself, or is it melted down and recreated? How does that work?
So the glass is it's not a whole bottle, so it's not like the recycling that exact bottle. What happens, it breaks during processing. And then we actually go through and we get it down to a smaller size. We deliver it to our glass processing partner, and they use optics and some other things to stratify the glass and to get it into the clear, the browns, the greens. And then it goes back and they take all the contaminants, shredded papers, one of the most notorious contaminants in glass. But they get all that material out of there. They make a great clean cullet that's extremely valuable because they don't have to go and mine the raw materials onto it. It takes a fraction of the energy to put that recycled glass back into a new glass bottle. So it's a great story for Colorado, and one of the things that's helped drive our landfill diversion rates over the last couple of years.
How are you seeing recycling rates? Are more people now recycling, let's say, compared to 5-10 years ago?
I think you've got more people that are invested into the program as we've all gone and have to look at the world around us, global warming, climate change, and it's just the right thing to do. We live in a finite universe, and there's only so many raw materials. And if we as a society and we can go through there and we can reuse and reduce what we're using, and recycling is just, just one of those key elements. When you think about the almost 200,000 tons of recyclables at Colorado's that we've been able to divert away from the landfill and get those back in the stream of commerce. That's 200,000 tons of material that didn't, the trees that didn't have to get cut, that didn't have to get mined out of the ground, and processed over and over again. So, yeah, we're seeing more and more people onto it that are embracing it. And what we're seeing now is even more and more cleaner material coming into the stream. So I think the educational efforts from all the local municipal partners and all of our own messaging out to our customers to get more of the good stuff into the recycling bin and get the other bad stuff into the proper container. Because even if you do what we call wish cycling, where you're going to put in, well, I don't know if this hose is recyclable, or I don't know if, you know, this block is recyclable, I'm going to put it in there, I'm just going to hope it gets recycled. That's really the worst behavior, because what you're doing is you're taking very valuable commodities and you're degrading them, and it also slows the process down, can be a safety risk for us, and it's still going to wind up in the landfill. So we ask people to shortcut the garden hose and make sure that that just winds up directly into the trash container, so it doesn't have to go to the recycling plant, be removed by hand, and potentially slow or break our system, and then we'll have to send it to the landfill anyway. So we ask people just to shortcut it, you know, take the time. Waste Management's got a great website, Recycle Right. You can go through and see what's acceptable, what's not acceptable in the streams, mm-hmm. and let's get those things into the proper barrel, and let's get the trash and just send that directly to the landfill and shortcut its journey.
That's great, Mark. And it sounds like, as far as the households go, and correct me if I'm wrong, but the biggies for recycling would be aluminum cans, glass bottles, as you just mentioned. And I'm also thinking paper products, newspaper, things like that. Is that correct?
Oh, that is correct. Cardboard boxes, all the Amazon boxes, you know, all of your, you know, junk mail is all recyclable. Any of the printer paper you have, your newspapers you got in there, your magazines, your steel cans, your plastic soda bottles, your plastic water bottles, you know, your tubs and your lids, you know, those are all very recyclable, and we want those in the stream.
All right, terrific. It's 9:43. We're going to continue, and when we come back, we're going to talk about a safety program that's very near and dear to Waste Management. Waste Management is our guest today, Scott Jenkins and Mark Snedekor. We'll continue in a moment. This is KRDO's Extra on KRDO News Radio. Shannon's off this week. It's great to be with you on The Extra. We'll go back to our guest in just a couple of minutes with Waste Management. I want to let you know that Tom Martino, the troubleshooter, will be with you after our 10 o'clock newscast. And Tom is all about helping folks solve problems if you're having an issue with a business, and also rewarding the businesses that do great business in our area. Tom is based in Denver, but he also takes care of the Colorado Springs area. So Tom Martino, the troubleshooter, coming your way in less than, let's say, 15 minutes. All right, let's go back to the news line. Scott Jenkins, Area Director of Collections in Colorado, and also joining us, Mark Snedekor with Waste Management. Gentlemen, thank you again for the time. Let's go ahead, and we're going to pivot over to Scott now and talk about your safety program, because I know that is really important.
Yeah, it absolutely is, Mike. The most important thing we do each and every day is ensure the safety of our employees and the general public and the communities we service. So a lot of attention and focus. It is one of our main core values at Waste Management, and something we spend a tremendous amount of time on for all the obvious reasons. And you know, this industry can be dangerous, inherently dangerous, with the size of vehicles that we operate, the amount of moving parts on those vehicles, and just working out in the public, being on the roadways, with the amount of distractions that are out there. Our vehicles usually move pretty slowly. We have frequent stops. So we spend a lot of time focused around the safety of our employees, and again, making sure we're safe in the communities we service.
I would imagine, Scott, that from time to time, someone decides to dispose of something that could be a real potential hazard or threat. Can you give us any stories you'd like to share of things that people, you know, I'm thinking like munitions or something like that, or some of the crazy things you found when you're doing your job?
You know, occasionally we can see something like that. That can come through the stream, but usually for us, it's usually chemicals, most likely pool chemicals, especially in the summer months, or hot coals. And that's something that can create challenges for us when it gets into our trucks, get compacted, when our trucks start moving, you get the air circulating into the loads. we can have a fire on our truck. And those are usually the biggest hazards for us and what people will put into the waste stream. And we need to make sure if you're disposing of hot coals or anything else, you got to follow the procedures and make sure that everything's extinguished. A lot of our trucks now that we operate run on compressed natural gas. Safety procedures in place to make sure that you know, we don't have any types of explosions or anything like that. But it can create concerns for us and especially damage the equipment and put the driver at risk.
And I would imagine if you come across something like that, chemicals or something that's hazardous, that really slows down the entire operation because you have to evaluate what you're dealing with, and then you have to maybe call in some help to get it properly taken care of.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, if it happens on route, if we have a fire on the truck, if it's chemical-based or something from hot ashes, if we can't get that truck to a landfill where we can dispose of it off to the side, we might have to, you know, find a safe spot on route, call the fire department, ask them to meet us at a location, and, you know, work with the fire department and rely on their expertise to help us not only put the fire out and determine what the cause or the origin of the fire is from.
Boy, okay. A lot of things to think about. You know, most of the time I think folks, you know, they roll out their dispenser, in, I want to call it a garbage can, but your container of your trash or your recycling, and you don't think twice about it, but there's a lot that goes on behind the scenes that that's very important, and getting it disposed of properly is very important.
Yeah, we just ask if you have any questions, you know, please visit our website or your local municipality, the city or the county you're in. They've got information out there, what can be, you know, disposed of in the typical waste stream in your trash container or in your recycling container. And just think twice before you throw something away that you're not sure about, especially if it's chemical based.
Quick question about waste management. Is it just locally here in Colorado Springs? Are you a regional business, national business? What's the business model?
Yeah, we are a national business, and we have operations across the state of Colorado and across the United States. And we operate across North America, the United States, and up into Canada.
All right, terrific. Let's pivot back to recycling here real quick. We've got just a couple of minutes left. Mark, I wanted to ask you, when it comes to maybe someone hasn't been recycling but they're thinking about doing it, are there any incentives to recycle? Does it cost money to recycle? Do you get paid if you want to recycle? How does that work?
You know, the model that we have is it's a turnkey system. We offer our customers the option for trash, or they can go for a trash recycling combination. So there are some incentives onto it. You're lowering your trash bill, and you're paying a little bit more for the recycling onto it. In certain cases where, you know, a business is generating, you know, good clean cardboard from behind their business, yeah, they actually will receive a rebate for some of their materials. So it really depends. It's a unique business because there's a lot of different variables that go into it.
Okay, so if someone has questions, they can contact Waste Management and maybe get involved in recycling. And again, it helps the environment, and it's just the right thing to do.
Yeah, we have a team of people that are there to answer the phone, that you can ask questions via the web. So we can definitely tailor any solution or unique solution to any customer's individual needs onto it. And that's what we're all about. We want to be there as a service and a solutions provider for our customers, whether it be, you know, John and Nancy down the street or the small business owner that's got something there at the local strip mall.
All right, Scott and Mark, we appreciate the time. Thank you for enlightening us and for what you're doing behind the scenes, keeping us safe in this COVID-19 environment. It's very important work what you do. And gentlemen, have a great day.
You too,
Thank
Mike.
You. Thank you.
All right, it was a pleasure. Hey, Colorado Springs, you asked for it, and you've got it. It's new from KRDO, the Back to Business Marketplace. We got some fantastic deals from local restaurants, shops, entertainment venues, and more. Up to 50% savings. You can think of it as our own little economic stimulus package. You can get back to saving some money on things you enjoy to do. Like I said, dining out, shopping, things like that. It's easy to save money. You go to krdo.com/shop. That's krdo.com/shop. Let the savings begin. again. And check back, because we will be adding offers continually as we move through the summer and through the rest of the year. Again, go to KRDO.com/shop and let the savings begin at the Back to Business Marketplace. We've got a news update coming your way in just a couple of minutes, followed by Tom Martino, the troubleshooter on KRDO.